tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, a little creepy mood music for you guys there. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV Vampire Diaries After Show for Season 7, Episode 8, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. I'm your host, Tiana Hobson, and joining me tonight, I've got Katie Campbell.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And Sam Davidson.
You guys can find me on Twitter at SamD43, and I'm on the live chat, so keep on chatting.
And Jordana Morphin.
Hey, guys, you can find me on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
And make sure when you guys are tweeting at us, you're using the hashtag ABTVTVD. Yes, I said it right. Okay. So welcome back, everyone, by the way, because, you know, Thanksgiving happened last week, so we weren't here. Kind of felt like we were gone for a month. I don't know if that was just me or guys felt the same way. It kind of felt like a winter break. I don't know why it felt like this show was gone for so long.
Imagine what winter break is going to actually feel like.
It's going to suck. It's going to suck. Let's just stick with that. But tonight's episode, a lot of things happens, and I know that there's some mixed reactions on the panel about the ending, but we won't start there. We're going to start with a little Steriline. So Caroline has to tell Stefan that, you know, she's pregnant with Rick's babies, and his reaction to the news is not quite what she was expecting. Did you guys think that his reaction, like, should he have stayed with her, or was it kind of fair for him to be like, I gotta go kill my mom's boyfriend?
I feel like it was fair, like, he had to do that, but I think he could have reacted a little different, not just sit there and be like, okay, well, I have to leave now. You know, maybe, I know he doesn't know what to say, but I mean, if someone reacted like that to me and just left me without anything, I don't know how I'd like, freak out.
I have serious faith in him. I was a little, you know, I love my Stefan, but I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? But I understand that the thing with Julian was also in his mind, so he had to deal with that, and he needed a second to think and process this, because no vampire has ever been pregnant before, so how is that even possible? And, you know, it's just a lot to take in. But it also made me think, well, you thought about how you wanted to be a father. I mean, he wouldn't be these kids' fathers, but he could be great uncle, you know what I mean? Like, so it just made me think about how would he have reacted back in the day if Valerie is like, oh, I'm pregnant.
I mean, I think that he's so good with words, Stefan, usually, and he was very disappointing. I was disappointed.
I was disappointed too. I felt right when I saw that, I kind of felt like this. I don't know, a little heartbreak.
He made up for it.
He did.
He did. But his initial reaction, I think, because we heard Caroline talking to Matt before she went to see him, and kind of playing in her head how she hoped he would react, which I think is how you guys are saying, you know, it's so out of character for Stefan to be at a loss for words, and that's probably the most surprising part. But in my mind, I'm just thinking, wow. Is this what Joseph went through when Mary was like, hey, I'm pregnant with God's child and it's not yours?
Whoa, that's deep, man.
Like,
that's deep
right there. I mean, this is the equivalent. And so now Stefan is stepping up and, you know.
I've been reading a lot of interviews and stuff and watching them and about Caroline and Stefan. And basically it says that they're doomed. That people have kind of insinuated that. And I've never seen that until this episode. To see Stefan's reaction, they're not going to work out, I don't think.
Even though he said those words in the end?
I mean, we did see a flash forward.
What words, Katie? Do you want to say them?
That he loved her and he'll be there for her no matter what happens and what's thrown their way.
I just think that because of her pregnancy, she's going to get closer to Rick.
It's the obvious way to go for it.
Yeah, it's the obvious way, but I just feel like something with that is probably just going to intervene.
I just think that it's hard in any relationship to start it off with, like, you know, mm-hmm. you could be in real life, you could be getting divorced from someone or broken up with someone but still pregnant with their child while you're dating someone who's now, it puts that person in an awkward situation where he's not really the father, and mm-hmm. so he doesn't get to have a say, but he's trying to be there. Because what I love that Lily talked to him, I love that she, that Stefan opened up to Lily about yeah. this and was mm-hmm. like, you know, going to her for advice. And she says, you have to imagine what she's going through too, because your reaction and how you feel, you're, it, like, multiply that by 1,000, and yeah. that's how she's feeling. You have to think about her as yeah. well.
Simone Sanders said that Stefan always leaves when the going gets tough, which is, thinking about the history, I mean, kind of, like, he, a lot of times he's had to turn his humanity off, mm-hmm. and there's always been that, but I don't understand why he was so weird about it. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, look at their world. Nothing yeah. is impossible. Yeah. And I'm also really confused. I thought they were going to be Joe's babies inside Caroline, like she was a surrogate, not that they were going to be, like, blonde hair like Caroline and with Caroline's genes. I thought...
Oh, we, they are, I think they are Joe's babies. Joe's.
Well, then why did Lily say that she's going to put them before herself, like... Always, I feel like
even as a surrogate, you feel like the babies are a part of you, yeah. and with Joe especially gone, yeah.
She'll
it would
be there.
Yeah, she'll always kind of be an unofficial mother to them. Mm-hmm. Maybe
she allowed them to grow; they kind of became little babies in her stomach. So she's got some kind of a special bond, even though they're not hers.
I just can't imagine that she's gonna go 9 months and be knowing Caroline, who is super type A and, you know, loves everything and everyone. She can't go 9 months with babies growing inside her and then completely not feel yeah. any sort of attachment to them whatsoever.
Right.
When it's over.
I think everyone's gonna feel attachments to the babies, but I don't know. It was a bit confusing to me.
Remember we were talking about not last week, but the week before. I mean, they can be blonde since her sister yeah. was blonde. The twins before were blonde.
Yeah.
So, you know, never know.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that, well, I guess we didn't really see the whole conversation with Stefan and Lily, because he might not have explained fully, because she did say, do I even want to know how this all happened? So mm-hmm. she could be under the impression that they are her kids, and
yeah,
he's dealing with it.
I loved that moment, too,
yeah.
though.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it really solidified Stefan and Lily's relationship, for sure.
And we see that with him all the time, too. You know, he yeah. still sees the good in people and the forgiveness no matter what.
Just like you, Katie.
Just like you, Katie. Katie says yay.
Katie does that.
So, I mean, Caroline does try to give him an out when he does call her later on to say that he loves her, and he doesn't take it. He's going to be the bigger guy and stay there. So we'll see how that goes, even though we've already seen a flash forward of how it doesn't go. But let's get into Matt and Enzo a little bit. So Matt notices that all the people who they found in the grill and all these places have now disappeared. We, as the audience, know that they are at the party that's happening, which we're going to talk about later. Yeah. But he calls Caroline to see if she wants to help him figure it out, and she can't, so he goes about it on his own, runs into Enzo, who had a very touching moment with Lily earlier, and basically was like, run away with me, let your sons handle getting you unlinked from Julian, and come with me, be safe, you're not safe here. Which was actually kind of a true statement.
Well, she's not safe here, yes, but she's also not safe on the run when Julian's going to be coming after her.
But if they succeeded with unlinking him and having Julian killed, then right. it wouldn't have been a problem.
I just didn't like this... period. I felt it was off. It was just awkward.
Yeah.
I can't
okay,
see
yeah,
Enzo.
Let's talk about the kiss.
Really quick.
I thought it was kind of sexy.
It's not sexy. I see Enzo as a like a son.
Yeah.
Mommy, Lily. It's just, it's weird.
I'm
uncomfortable.
Not into
I didn't
it
like it. I didn't like it.
I am definitely not into them. I like him better with someone else.
Me too.
I wish we didn't see her.
Yeah. We didn't see Bonnie tonight.
Do you think that Lily like loves him? Or,
I think that Lily could have grown to love Enzo mm-hmm. in the way that he loves her if Julian weren't around and if she hadn't have been so blinded by Julian for all this time.
And that's actually funny because I was thinking, as this moment was happening, I was thinking he's going to move on from her and be with Bonnie, and she's going to then want to be with him, but won't.
Cameron Ferguson agrees that this kiss was very off-putting, which...
It did feel like watching a mother and son make out. It was a little weird.
I think Lily said that multiple times she sees Enzo as another son. And, you know, if one of the heretics, like, the only heretic that is a guy is Bo. Mm-hmm. And could you imagine, like, Lily making out with him?
No. That's her son, too.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
That would be wrong. But, so Enzo, in feeling defeated and, like, the world doesn't care about him, he's feeding on a straggler from the party, and Matt catches him, and they get into a bit of a dispute, and Enzo basically tells Matt, hey, you brought a knife to a gun show and you're outnumbered here. No one wants you around, just like no one wants me around.
They kind of poked fun at each other, which I know we've all mentioned before, like, what are they doing at certain times, you know, in previous
seasons.
They've
been rejected by everyone.
Yeah, and they kind of poked fun at that a little bit.
Just me, it's hard to remember past episodes, but have Matt and Enzo have, like, a buddy up? I feel like at one point the two of them teamed up somehow. I don't remember what episode it was.
Wasn't it for the Salvatore girl who turned out to not be
Sarah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this isn't the first time.
Yeah. He was bribing him, though, to do it, right? I mean, he was kind of
it was forced, like, more forceful, and then it kind of turned into a thing of Matt trying to save the girl, and that happened. But Matt actually is smarter than Enzo right now, because Enzo walks away, and outside, like, a SWAT team comes out of nowhere. There's snipers on the roof. They shoot down Enzo, put him in the back of a truck. I literally wrote down, like, the FBI just came and raided Enzo or something. Yeah. And we find out that Matt has some friends who he's bringing in town to help him protect Mystic Falls.
Is it not Tyler? And
No? I think it's a group of hunters. And I think once this whole Julian thing is done, I think these hunters, or maybe during the whole Julian thing, these hunters are going to pose a threat. Like, Matt doesn't really know who he's bringing in.
Uh-huh. But we know that they want Enzo. Because he does say that at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, well, found out that somebody does actually want you. And they want to introduce themselves. And... who these people are, we don't know. So if you guys have any ideas at home, make sure you tell Sam in the chat or tweet us and let us know what you think that this new breed of people who are moving into Mystic Falls are.
Too much new.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be. We need all the new. We need stuff to preoccupy us and forget about Elena not being around, too. Yes. I feel like I was impressed with Matt having these connections and taking down Enzo. I did not think that that was Matt's plan, but it's making me nervous. And I also feel like, okay, maybe these people are after Enzo. That's why they were there. But we need to be at the party.
Yeah.
We need to be capturing the heretics.
But, I mean, they didn't need Matt there for that part. So,
maybe he put the squad together and made him useful for a moment.
Look, the last people who were looking for Enzo were, like, the crazy mad scientist group that, you know, had him captured under a house for however many years. So I'm just more concerned about Enzo's safety, even though from flash forwards, we know that he is alive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Unlike some people. So there's this whole party going on because it's Mary Louise and Nora's 133rd anniversary. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of years to be together with someone. Even though for, I don't know how many of them, they were frozen in a time warp thing. So I'm not really sure those years count, but we'll be lenient with you guys. So Lily and Julian are throwing them this party. Mostly Julian is throwing them this party. And Mary Louise comes to Julian and is like, hey, so look what I got. And it's this little adorable ring, and so she wants to propose to Nora. At this moment, how do you guys feel?
My first thought was that ring is not big enough. I really did think that.
I thought it was very current and nice, and yes, the ring was not big enough, and it seemed too good to be true.
It did.
I felt the exact same way.
So then, so of course, Julian being the, what did Enzo call him?
Manipulative.
The dad that spoils them rotten with horses and carriages happens to have this French royalty person's ring in his pocket, just waiting for, like, here, use this one instead.
He's manipulative, though. I don't get free stuff like that from this crazy guy for nothing.
Yep. Why is it always Mary Louise, because before we saw this, well, right when he
he
was at the other party, was it Mary Louise or Nora who Louise. Attacked the other girl, right? So it's always Mary Louise. So
he encouraged her. Mm-hmm. I think he sees a weakness in her, sees like her tied to him the most.
Right.
So that's why he was playing on that as like she's his safety card because he can't fully trust everybody. He's been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm totally falling for it. I mean, for Julian's.
No.
I kind of, I'm not going to lie. I know Tiana's looking at me with the craziest eyes. But I think that he does love the family in a weird, twisted way, and everything that he has done is to, like, save that family. In a bad way, but I
can understand that.
Yeah, I feel like we've said that, though, about Lily back in the very beginning. Like, her thought is right in her mind, but we don't see it that way type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, he helps her propose. They set up this beautiful proposal down by the water, or was that water?
Yeah.
I said it and then I immediately was like, wait a second, did I imagine that? And it's actually a beautiful proposal because she says, I mean, she's like, we've had 133 years together already, but I want eternity. And it's just like, yes, lesbian engagement, yes, relationships being diverse and like creative. And
they were beautiful, too. Yeah, it's just, like, everything about the whole thing.
Yeah, it was just, like, a hot moment. Couple. Yeah. It was a very sweet moment that, I mean, kind of gets thrown for a loop when Valerie shows up. And they're both like, ew, what are you doing
They're like, you're ruining the best moments of our life.
Yeah, by coming here to tell you about the worst day of my life.
I just feel like, though, that Nora and Mary Louise have too many things that get in the way. I feel like it was gonna go wrong at some point.
It was so perfect. We all had headphones on, so I'm sure you guys didn't hear me, but right after she said yes, I go, okay, so which one of them is gonna die?
I heard you.
Because it was, everything was too perfect, it was too nice, and like, clearly they're not gonna actually end up married, or something's gonna happen, and I didn't expect it to happen this episode, but I mean, not to fast forward too much, we do see that the engagement gets called off because Mary Louise is choosing to side with Julian instead of on Nora's side with the Salvatores, I guess.
Well, it's interesting. Cameron Ferguson says that Nora and Valerie just seem like they would be most likely to join the Salvatores, but not Mary Louise, which I wouldn't have really thought at the beginning of the season when we got introduced to these characters, because Mary Louise seemed like the good one.
Yeah, she seemed like the angel out of both of them, and I thought Nora was, like, evil.
And we did talk about this, how they're always kind of dressed. Like, tonight, Mary Louise was in white, and Nora was in a black dress. And we went back to the last party, the angel and devil, and Mary Louise was in the angel, and Nora was the devil. So it's kind of funny to me that the one who's always dressed in the way of the darker, badder person is siding with the Salvatores and not the angel. Or pure and innocent one. I also think that their whole relationship, I like them together. I don't think that if they were to meet in 2015, they would be together, though. So I think that part of their relationship is just holding on to the past of what they've known.
Yeah, I think they have sweet moments. Like, I loved their little proposal moment, but I just feel like so much is getting in the way. They're always arguing over something. You know, Mary Louise can't get into the times or whatever the case is. They have differences.
I mean, Mary Louise was genuinely shocked when she said yes, because she was like, wait, really?
Yeah.
Because they've been fighting so much. I was like, yeah, well, that is a good question. Oh, you really said yes? So now let's get to the meat and bones of this episode. So the whole episode is really revolving around this plan to kill Julian because he's the devil. Even though Sam likes him.
Other people, okay, I'm not saying that I like him, you guys. I just think that he is not as evil intentions-wise as we thought. And people agree with me. Thank you, guys.
So they come up with this plan. First, they need to unlink him from Lily, so they need his blood. They need Valerie to convince Nora, Mary Louise, and Beau to help them so that they can do, once they have his blood, they can unlink the two of them. So they kind of crashed the engagement, no, the anniversary party, which I guess kind of turned into an engagement party, technically. Yeah. And things start off going great, and they get him. And then you get to the part where Valerie has to tell her story to her brother and sisters. And Mary Louise isn't really buying it, but everyone else is.
Well, this whole thing, too, before any of that happened with Lily having to try to win them over and play the part of, you know, biting these people's necks who were the people that were in the school and everything, the captured people. I just feel like Lily just, she didn't look like her normal self holding it all together. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was written on her face that something's up.
I think that's why I felt like that was why Julian tested her at the party in a way and was like, look, you keep holding on the hope that your sons are going to come around and we can all be this big happy family, and it's not going to happen, so why don't you just, you're not 100% in, so why don't you kind of, you know,
pretty much pick us or the Salvatores.
Maybe that's why too he was kind of trying to get Mary Louise on his side or do nice things for her, you know, try to be like, oh, I want us to be a family, because he suspected something was going on.
Well, I just thought that Mary Louise sided with him because she's like, I'm not going to give that ring back. I can't take it back from Nora now. Yeah. Like, what are we going to do?
You know, when they were, I don't know, whatever, the bar, were they in a barn or that place, little garage thing where they were in, when Bo looked into Valerie's eyes, and he was, I don't know, seeing if she was telling the truth or I don't know what he was doing.
Here's that the thing. I feel like Bo looks into your soul and just knows things.
That's okay. So because he did that, I would have kind of expected Mary Louise to be like, oh, look, Valerie is telling the truth. Because Nora obviously kind of saw that too when Bo did that. So it's just a little weird to me that, I don't know, there's something holding her. I don't know what it is, but there's something that ties her to Julian. I just
Something really interesting, really quick, that Cameron Ferguson says that he follows Annie Wershing on Instagram, as we all do, but I didn't notice this, and he says she's been posting updates and she's filmed for episode 10 and 11 and this is only episode 8.
Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you guys that I went on IMDb Pro as soon as this was over, as soon as the episode was over, and saw that she's still in episodes.
Oh really?
I wasn't gonna spoil it. Sorry, for everyone. Guys.
It's Cameron Ferguson's fault.
I was gonna let people think she was dead for a little longer.
I'm sitting here crying over here. Couldn't you have like told me?
Nope. I'm evil in that way. Kind of like a Julian, you know. Oh, I have good intentions, but I'm evil.
Ooh, okay, fine. I like it.
But one of the other things that we did learn about Bo tonight, because Julian and Lily start dancing at the party and they do a slow song and it's this beautiful opera and it's Bo singing and mm-hmm. you can just see in his eyes, and that's when I was like, there's something about this guy that like is so special that I really hope we get more about him and his backstory. Wow. Because
they just opened a can of worms. They can't just be like, he's got this beautiful voice and not tell us what happened to him.
Yeah, tell us what happened. He's singing opera on, and it's recorded, and they've been dead or gone for 133 years or whatever.
I was freaking out, though, at his first look when the song started playing. Yeah, I'm like, something else was what's happening?
Going on. I go, it's his song!
I didn't even think that. I should have put that together.
I was like, oh my gosh, he doesn't speak, and now there's words coming into the song. It's so perfect. So they don't believe, or Mary Louise doesn't really believe the story, even though Valerie tells it, and it's just so heartbreaking every time I hear this story. And she says that Julian is manipulative and that they're not his family, they're his army. Mm-hmm. Because he saw how powerful she was as soon as she became the first heretic, and he wanted more power, and that's why they've all become heretics.
And I want to actually see how each one of them has become a heretic, to see if that's actually true, if we see more power hunger from Julian and that's why we get more heretics.
I really loved Nora's reaction, though, honestly, because it's like she realizes her entire existence kind of was a lie was planned. But for whatever reason, Mary Louise doesn't believe that because she just wants to keep that ring for Nora.
We see that they have Julian tied up because we have his blood and everything. And in walks Mary Louise, and she's like, I still need answers to questions. And basically, Damon starts mouthing off. She snaps him down, snaps off Valerie's head, and then unties Julian, and now they're both there. And
why would she do this, though? Because I get, like, she's confused and she thinks Valerie's lying, but the whole fact about Nora obviously being on Lily's and everybody else's side, she's gonna cause a rift, lose her, whatever the fact is, and she doesn't want to lose her. So I was just surprised that she was just definitely mm-hmm. going to be on the other team.
I thought the exact same thing. Right when she did that, why would she want to do that to lose? And I feel like she would have known, I'm going to lose her if I, you know, go on Julian's side.
I don't even think she was thinking that, because I don't think she thought it would escalate to the level that it got to. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, she knew that Julian was clearly going to tie the two of them up, but then Julian kind of brings Lily in, and it's like, mm-hmm. you have to choose, finally. You're either a Salvatore or you're one of us. And you have to kill one of them because one of them's going to die tonight. And I was like, just kill yourself. which she ultimately tried to do, but we didn't know that she was already unlinked to Julian. Because I wouldn't have suggested that, Lily, if I had known that stupid Mary Louise did it and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
If she was going to kill herself anyways, why wouldn't she just kill him mm-hmm. and then expect her to do the same? Yeah. It would have been a lot smarter because she wouldn't have died.
I think she did it purposely so he would, like, see, like, look, I'm going to kill myself for my kids, pretty much, you know? It obviously didn't go
and
that way.
And I just feel like we've seen vampires fight before, and if she had gone at him with a stake straight to going for mm-hmm. the heart, he would have stopped her here, and then they would have gotten into a tussle. So it's just easier, like, you know what? I'm sacrificing myself as the mom, and she told Stefan earlier to be prepared for a mother to always sacrifice and do whatever she has to do for her children, and that's mm-hmm. just showing a mother's love at its most, that she's willing to just stab herself in the heart, because that just takes so much strength to, I can't even, like, prick myself with a needle, like, I can't do that, so stabbing myself in the heart with a wooden stake, that takes a lot of love and courage and just strength to do.
I'm not saying this is the last, obviously it's not the last we see of Lily, but you know, it was a beautiful way for her to go if she had to. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it. I hope.
I mean, maybe she's in the next episodes as his visions.
Yeah.
As Damon's visions.
Maybe. But Julian does say to her after she does this, he's like, you sweet, foolish girl, I already unlinked us. And you can just see that he is actually torn apart that mm-hmm. she's about to die. And then even later on when he's with Mary Louise and tells her, he's having a full-on breakdown about this.
Why wasn't he there for her last moments? I thought that was a little weird.
He just ran.
Because, I mean, flew for everyone, it, everyone's trying to kill him, and I don't think they would have stopped just because Lily was on the floor. He's saving himself, too, guys.
I guess.
Selfish.
But so you can definitely see that he does love her.
Yeah, and I think that was the first time I felt his love for Lily was real and genuine and not just some manipulative way mm-hmm. of doing whatever he was up to in Europe. Sorry, it really pisses me off that I still don't know that much about Europe. And they keep bringing it up.
I
just want answers. Thanks.
Somebody was after him or something, or he needed to go do something in Europe that they're not telling us.
Yeah. But, I mean, he even says that he thought that unlinking them would protect her because mm-hmm. he knew that if her son succeeded in killing me, at least she would be okay.
Oh, it's just so sad because you realize that all along, like I said, he really did just care about his family, and he is devastated. It was sad for me to. Were you guys sad watching that? Because no, I was.
It was more heartbreaking.
Even though we hate him, like, I was super sad to see him upset like that.
I was sad, and then I was also scared because I don't know who he's going to take his revenge out on about this whole situation, or I don't know if he's going to blame himself or actually put blame on others.
I was mad at Mary Louise in this moment. I was looking at her like, I hope you realize you started this.
Yeah, her face at the end, she couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Good for, I mean, I'm kind of glad that.
Yeah.
But just think, if Lily had listened to Enzo, he said, you're not safe here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we got to get you out of town.
Don't like that still. No.
Everyone does get their chance, well, besides Enzo, to say their goodbye to Lily.
I didn't even think about that.
On her deathbed. Yeah, you guys didn't.
Oh, my
sorry.
God.
I didn't think about that.
Pause That's for really a moment sad. For you guys' minds to be blown.
I thought about it.
Sam and I are like, duh.
I was just really thought about it. I was just thinking about the boys mm-hmm. that whole time and thinking, I was like curious, is Damon going to say something? Is he not? And I actually teared up during Stefan and Lily's conversation.
I did with Nora's.
Yeah. I all love them. Her. Yeah. All of them.
All of them had, even Beau. again. Yeah, just mm-hmm. She just stare. Looks into his soul, and he know. Looks into her soul, and she's like,
yes. They just shook heads.
Yeah, they just knew what the other one was saying, and that's just, I wish that for everyone, because that is a bond that mm-hmm, no one yeah. can interpret for you. But then we get to Damon, who is still not the happiest with Lily, and he told her in the beginning of the episode that if he had to do it all over again, he would leave her in that mm-hmm. 1903 hell that she was in, and, you know, basically she died to him when he was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. He mourned her, he grew up, and his mom is dead. So now that she's back, it doesn't actually mean that she's back. And I think he has a very good point here, that yeah. he mourned the loss of his mother, he grew up and got through it, and it's not fair for her to just automatically expect to be given back his whole heart.
Yeah, but I also think that you shouldn't hold a grudge.
Guys, she forever. Took away Elena. Like, yeah. Elena is gone yeah. because of her. I think yeah. at the end of the day, that's why Damon hates her
Which
so much.
Is why I was actually surprised that I thought when his last words were going to be something about where's Elena.
No, he got her back.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Tyler has her.
Yep. Put her somewhere safe. I thought it was going to be R.I.P. biatch, but I mean, his was a little bit nicer.
No. But still, it was kind of like, ooh.
I mean, he
you
said,
know?
You made your bed, have a nice nap.
Nap.
Nap is the key word there.
But she's dead.
There's just splinters in her heart, though, and I feel like someone else...
Can take them out.
I feel like somewhere down the line, and please, fans, remind me if I'm making this up, maybe I dreamed it. But I feel like when there was just splinters around someone's heart, they did kind of do the whole, like, dead thing, but they weren't actually dead because... Just a few splinters weren't enough to keep.
Well, if you pull out the stake, if it's in there, you're still dead. So, like...
But you have to get all the particles away mm-hmm. from the heart.
There was something.
There was something along those lines that happened.
I think it was Stefan. I think Stefan had splinters in his heart at some point. I don't remember. Guys, please comment and let us know. I mean, there's so many episodes, and it's hard to keep track.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track. Maybe Christmas break is when I go back and rewatch mm-hmm. all
That's what we were talking
six
about.
Seasons of the show so far.
Mm-hmm. My nightly routine.
Just so I can remember, but, I mean, that is a great moment. And then, of course, we have to talk about those flashes to the future that we get in every episode now. So, Damon... We saw he was captured at the
news station,
and he's talking to someone in the darkness, and he's like, come out, wherever you are, boom, it's his mom, mm-hmm. or so we all thought. Turns out Damon has been given werewolf toxin, and so he's having hallucinations of his mom, and he keeps referring to her as mom and not Lily.
Mm-hmm. He says he's sorry.
Yeah.
Well, which made me think that first when we were watching it, I said I'm so happy that they showed us that at the beginning to show us she's still alive, and they must have had a relationship in between because he always calls her Lily and not Mom.
Well, I'm assuming if she doesn't come back, because who was it? What's her name?
Raina
says your mom's been dead all these years, mm-hmm. so maybe she is dead. I'm just thinking maybe in his heart now he's like.
He's regretting
it. You know,
that's why
all
you
this.
Shouldn't hold too much yeah. of a grudge, because you'll end up with a lot of regret. Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
Or it could just be that he's got werewolf toxin in him, and he's hallucinating back to when he's like a little, and he thinks he's like a younger kid who would call his mom Mom. We have seen that before. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
That could be.
And it could mean
I hope not.
More.
I hope it's more.
I mean, I hope
the,
it's what you guys mean. I'm just over here playing devil's advocate because, you know.
Werewolf venom, though, could mean a crossover to get Klaus's blood.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because we know there is going to be one this season.
Yeah.
So that makes complete sense.
Ooh.
I'm just thinking in my head how this could work, but I don't know. I just feel like. Because we saw in the originals that people do have a cure for werewolf bites, and they don't need Klaus, something like that could happen here where it's 3 years into the future. Maybe scientists have been working on it, and, you know, you can buy it at a pharmacy or something.
Vampire pharmacists.
Vampire pharmacists are selling it everywhere.
Yeah, because also it brings up the fact that, I know we're not talking about the originals, but the stuff that's going on there... For them to be around 3 years from now. So is it just the stuff that is not Klaus's but made? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But I think that since we're kind of leading there, let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I have one, and it makes no sense at all, so no one quote me on this. Great. But somehow I feel like, and I don't know how they will piece this together because of the time differences, because of the 3 years flash forward. Right. But what if what we're seeing in the 3 years in the future has to do with the war, with the vampire lineage wars that are happening in the originals right now?
Mm, that's good.
With the hunters? Because she's a hunter.
Yeah, she's a hunter, but I still think that, you know, that they don't all like each other, too, and there's all these factors going on. Just saying, it doesn't make sense, but maybe if there's, like, room for a crossover type of thing, like, maybe it has something to do with what we're seeing over there.
I think that this new hunter girl is going to be part of these people that Matt brought in.
Yeah.
And I think that these people are going to have a whole other backstory that's going to cause issues for Mystic Falls. And that's where she comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Cameron Ferguson, again, such a smart guy, has a prediction that he says in the mid-season finale, Julian and Mary Louise will die and we will meet Raina the Hunter. A lot of people really want us to talk about the move to Friday.
I was going
to
do that news and gossip.
Okay, cool. We'll do that at the end. Okay, so I think that Julian is gonna stick around and we're gonna weirdly start to like him.
And he's not going anywhere, I don't
think. And I don't know. I feel that I'm wanna know when Damon stops eating. Yeah. And I don't know exactly how or when that's gonna happen. And I think we're gonna see Caroline and Alaric grow closer because they have to, unless this thing of an engagement is an entire facade, but I don't think it is.
I honestly don't have anything big. Like, I literally don't know because so much has happened. But I still think, Alaric and Caroline are going to get close. I don't know. I have a feeling maybe Stefan and Valerie can still potentially get close because Caroline ends up hating Stefan, right?
And we haven't seen any of the heretics in the future.
But I don't know.
My other prediction is that everything we're seeing in the future is just a dream. Wow. It's not real.
I'd be so pissed. I would be furious.
I know, I said that because everyone would be so mad if that was true. Okay, let's get into news and gossip because we've all been waiting to talk about this. So it's been announced. Well, actually, first, before we get to that, I read a fun article that one of our fans tweeted us over the holiday break about how they kind of came about with Caroline's pregnancy story and how it was actually something that they were in the works of working on and figuring out who was going to come in to be kind of this anchor that the babies went to when they got a call from
Candace
saying, hey, I'm 3 months pregnant. And they're like, oh my God, this is perfect.
It was written in the stars.
Yeah. So this was just kind of like a cosmic moment that worked out perfectly for their storyline. So everyone who thinks that, you know, they're just trying to write in a pregnancy storyline because she's pregnant, not exactly true. And it was actually something that was in the works. So I thought that was really cool. Now we'll get to the thing that everyone wants to talk about. So, the CW has announced that when the shows come back from their mid-season finales for the winter or whatever, on January 29th, the originals and Vampire Diaries will be moving to Friday nights at 8 p.m. and 9 p.m.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Vampire Diaries hasn't moved since the beginning.
I don't think it's great. With that being said, I don't think it's a death sentence. I think that more people are watching TV on Fridays, at least. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and I'm not going out as much.
Yeah.
No, I read an article about it, how Friday used to be the death sentence day, and it actually isn't, and that a lot of networks are also factoring into their ratings with DVR recordings, as long as you watch it, if you DVR one of these shows, watch it within 3 days, because then they get the ratings for it. If it sits there longer, then it might not count. But if you watch it within 3 days, those ratings do count on, like, the Nielsen, whatever.
Yeah, and things are changing a lot with ratings. Like, Fox is not going to be releasing their ratings publicly anymore, which I think a lot of networks are going to start following. So things are changing. Think about it, guys. You go out on Friday, you're hungover, you turn on your DVR, order some Domino's, and, like, perfect. That's the best Saturday ever.
Yes.
Totally fine with it.
I will say this. I don't know how the ratings have been. I have heard rumors that, you know, both both of the series originals and Vampire Diaries has been suffering in the ratings. My theory, which from the start, I said, CW, if you're going to put them together, Shonda Rhimes already owns Thursday nights on ABC. So if you were going to pick a night for Julie Plec to have a night, which is great because she's a woman, showrunner, two shows, whatever, put it on Monday nights where the originals was last season, because the originals did amazing last season with its ratings and stuff. And then you put these two shows up against something that's that every network struggles with their Thursday night lineup because of ABC's lineup. So putting it there, I feel like moving them both to Thursdays was the death sentence, and moving them to Fridays is actually something that will help them both.
They jumped onto our Thursday.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, we were here, actually, no, Grey's Anatomy was there first, but we were there closely to
closely. Closely there.
We beat Scandal, though, guys. I mean, come on.
So, I mean, and we will definitely still be doing after shows for both of the shows, and we will figure out the schedule and let everyone know when we'll be filming those. Now, it just probably won't be right after the shows.
Yeah, but. And we highly encourage you guys, like, let's tweet about this, talk about this, get people to watch it, you know, within 3 days. And we all watch it usually online anyways, except for us who watch it right before we go live.
Yeah.
So I think the Vampire Diaries and the originals have such strong fans. It is going to be fine.
We're the best fans out there, guys. We got this. Don't worry. thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight, guys. We always appreciate your love and support for our after show here at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you check out all the shows that we have for you at AfterBuzzTV.com and all over social media. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV. And where can they find you lovely ladies on the social webs of medias?
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
You guys can find me online at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's. Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline because I have a blog and I just did a chocolate candy challenge recently. It was really fun. You guys should check it out.
You can find me at TheTianaHobson on Twitter and Instagram and Tiana_Hobson on Snapchat. And make sure you're tagging all your tweets and everything on social media with hashtag ABTVTVD. We will see you guys next week for the winter finale of The Vampire Diaries.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.